Are you surprised by the legs that the General Wesley Clark story appears to have, or is this just a July issue?
No, I think this is a very interesting story. You know, there's a whole record of Obama surrogates who have been questioning and attacking John McCain's credentials as a war hero. I think the Obama campaign is very much worried about this being something that will, when people who don't follow politics, when they realize that he is a war hero, that this is going to get the undecided vote in his favor. So I think they're trying. There's a really conscious effort to downgrade him as a war hero. And so when you find 5, 6, 7 surrogates all questioning McCain's war record, this isn't an accident. This is. I am sure this is some talking points that were put out secretly in the Obama campaign.
But where's
the Wesley Clark being such a clumsy, ham-handed person? He just went too far. He was too nasty. He didn't do it in some obscure place. He did it on a national television talk show on Sunday, and he just went too far. And he might have really inhibited the Obama campaign from carrying on this technique.
But where would the substance be to go after John McCain on his war record? It's not as if you have, as we saw 4 years ago, individuals who served with him now coming forward and saying history recorded this in an inaccurate fashion.
Yeah, well, it's part of politics. Main attribute as a politician, for example, will say is that you're an expert at energy. What the opposition will try to do is to knock you down as an energy expert. So the way to do this is to knock you down as a war expert, but it has to be done subtly. And Wes Clark was just so ham-handed and clumsy and really vulgar about it that he might have spoiled the whole thing for Obama.
Robert Novak, a privilege to have you on the Radio Factor. Thank you, sir.